Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, June 27th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepared this message and now want to share it with you through this podcast and our other means over the internet today. We want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, A Lesson from a Basket. The scripture text is Exodus 2, 3 and 4.
But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him.
Baskets are huge collector items. Here in Lancaster County, which is a lot of tourism, there are stores just for baskets, including one called Basketville, which we often pass by out on Route 30. In Ohio, the Longaberger Company specializes in baskets, and their headquarters is actually shaped like a huge basket. Brooksine is very practical in the use of baskets, and in our home, the main use for baskets is for flowers and plants. She really isn't very interested in the heirloom quality. On a practical level, we also have laundry baskets and trash baskets.
Well, today we want to consider a time in the Bible that a basket was used in a functional way as a means of deliverance. Pharaoh had decreed that all male babies were to be destroyed. After the birth of her son, Jochebed had tried to hide him. But at 3 months of age, she could hide him no longer.
Well, babies have a will of their own, and though Jochebed may have sung lullabies and rocked to try to pacify him, the infant whimper surely turned into outright crying as the child grew. All parents experience this with their growing babies. It's healthy, in fact. God could have intervened in this matter, but he didn't. So Jochebed came up with a plan. She got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch and placed him in a basket among the reeds along the Nile River.
It's an intriguing thing, the actions taken by Moses' older sister Miriam in the next several verses. Even a child has a part in God's redemptive plan. After Jochebed placed Moses in the basket and down into the water, Miriam stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. I wonder what she was thinking. How much had her mother explained to her? I wonder how long she waited.
Well, in time, and only God knows at this point how long it was, Pharaoh's daughter came down to the river, found the crying baby, and had compassion on him. Miriam, who had been watching all along, boldly sprang into action with an ingenious plan. She cleverly volunteered, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" Notice she doesn't say my mom or his mom, but one of the Hebrew women. Of course, upon approval, she went to get the baby's mother. It has long been my conviction that Moses' later greatness is a result of the godly influence of his mother, and also perhaps his father, during that formative time. But Miriam had such a vital role in God's plan.
It's a small role, but significant, and that's how so much of life is. Small, seemingly insignificant acts of faith and obedience have a major part in the mosaic of God's master plan for our lives. We may desire to do something great for God, but often His plan is a simple, day-by-day act of obedience to Him in following His leadings, both large and small. We'll just have to wait and see how it all fits together.
May the Lord help us all today, like Miriam, to do what is appropriate for the moment.
Let's pray together. Father, we're grateful for the supernatural work you perform in our lives. Two of the greatest works we thank you for is our natural physical birth and our supernatural spiritual birth. There are so many other marvelous works you carry out and ways in which you intervene on our behalf. Alongside your providential care for us, we rely on your wisdom, understanding, and your direction as we encounter difficulties along the way and situations that are beyond our control. We are never without hope when we walk in your ways and trust you for that which concerns us. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for our daily podcast for Wednesday, the 27th of June. Roxine is quietly slipping away right now. These are very homemade recordings. Yesterday, a longtime friend, wrote us and said it sounded like you're around the breakfast table. And actually, it's not the breakfast table, but it's our desk where we prepare the messages and have the computer set up. It's not a studio, but it's a real privilege for two ordinary people to share God's Word via the Internet in a number of different ways with people really all over the world. Well, our daily encouragement website is simply at www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have several photos up on the site today. Have a photo of a basket Brooksine prepared today for a friend with a flower arrangement in it. Also have a photo yesterday driving along. We came across, my friend Jesse and I, a calf that had just been born, and the mother cow was licking the calf. Now, actually, the photo I show is not of that experience. We just passed it, but it sure prompted a desire to look through my photo archives and find a photo that I'd taken a year or two ago of a calf right after birth. Well, have a blessed day today. I wanted to point out we also have a couple song links up today. One, I could not find any music for, but a great song from the 70s called Ordinary People by a now deceased musician by the name of Danny Bell. And also a song that we often sing in Bible college called Jesus Use Me. And a little story about that. Kind of great online audio, a real country sound, but just such an earnest couple that seemed to be singing it. Along with a story based upon a biography I'm reading right now of Chet Bitterman, who was a martyr, who is actually my age or just a couple years older, but was slain for the Lord in the late 70s or early 80s in Colombia, South America. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to be encouraged and certainly continue to stay faithful.